Namaste. Namaste to everyone. We are exposed, of course, to a lot of information and a lot of emotions from the collective psychic currents of the world as human beings, and the psychic currents of animals as well. We are exposed. And it is important that everyone who has a heart and tries to live from that heartfulness, that we allow ourselves to be exposed. That's not to say that we should all do anything harmful to ourselves, of course. But it's so important because each person who can be a instrument for peace and warm-heartedness, respect, and so forth, yes, that we be that every moment. And it is important that those who can anchor that those same qualities, anchor them into this world, everywhere around the world, those millions and billions of people who live from warm-heartedness are also the lightning rods that ground and therefore dissipate the malevolent emotions and the tendencies to separateness, which clearly human beings are capable of. So be open and recognize that you might be crying, you might be sad, and it isn't necessarily because you just watched or read something from the world news, or something going on in your neighborhood, or something going on in your family that is disturbing. It could very easily be, and might even likely be, that you're picking up these collective currents of despair, of hopelessness, of powerlessness and grief, of wondering, when is this going to change? Who can change it? How can it be changed? So I want to give that macro, micro, the relationship of us all to the collective, so that we navigate it with wisdom and compassion for ourselves in a world that is a little topsy-turvy right now. And secondly, avail yourselves, please, of happiness, beauty, Mother Nature. And do so for yourself, but do so for the collective current, for the collective consciousness and current of those consciousness. The world needs beauty. The world needs happiness. The world needs equanimity and loving kindness. So every time you live that and experience that, pause inside for a moment and pray forward for all beings, and certainly for all human beings and the animals related to those human beings, who are experiencing a lot of travail right now. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to those in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to those in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the sick be, sorry, may the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to those in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. Two more times. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to those in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to those in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. We smile with the world, with ongoing change. We smile in the knowing that change is the only constant. We smile reflecting on all the change that has happened for us as individuals since the moment we were born. Birth being the very first change that we experienced. And we open our minds to a fact. Human beings are capable of amazing, amazing warm-heartedness and kindness. And capable of great malevolence. And we open our minds to that because that is a fact. Historically, over and over and over again, and in our own lives, over and over again, great, great compassion, great empathy, great ways of supporting one another and all beings. And also tremendous harmfulness. And some of us know that directly, firsthand in this lifetime. Some of us have been in professions that assist or rescue those who have been harmed and do so from the great compassion and warm-heartedness that a human being is capable of. So right in our in many people's experience, right here in this circle. We know this firsthand. And humanity knows this. Even if we look at the idea of an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. We know this about ourselves, but it's really important to reflect upon it freshly, to contemplate it freshly, to be honest about it freshly, because that's what helps us as individuals ensure the transformation of whatever still might be habits of consciousness that allow for anger, aggression, arrogance, bullying, whatever it might be, any kind of harmfulness, any kind, on any level. Including, it has to be said, including what we eat and what we choose to eat and what is the source of that, etc. So it's so important to contemplate, not to just look at the news or watch the news and have whatever thoughts of empathy or of judgment that we might have. It's so important to actually come inside. We are part of a whole. What is still within me that is of confusion? And because it's confused in any way, you know, that I still have X or Y capacity in me, for harmfulness, for separateness, and so forth. Because that's how. It is upon the reflection, it is upon the contemplation the self-honesty, the deep, deep, lasting transformation of these human qualities will be transformed and can be and are. So as we pray or sing or chant, you know, may the broken be healed, may the sick be restored. How is that supposed to happen? It's not a magic wand. There's no magic wand. We are how that happens. We ourselves. May happiness return to those in despair. Well, why are they in despair? Why are you in despair if it's you? What can bring happiness back? What can foster, support happiness, wholeness, well-being? And is that my personal responsibility as much as possible? That's an important question to reflect upon. And what does that mean to each and every person? May the lonely be loved. Do you know if there's a lonely person right in your own neighborhood? It's these kinds of processes that are self-inquiry, that kind of self-inquiry. That is so important. May the hungry be fed. Well, what is each of us doing about that? May our world be at peace. That will only happen if we individually are at peace, right? I mean, that's quite obvious that the peace and the despair and violence in the world, no matter if it's the latest mass shooting or it's the latest bomb dropping, come from a human being whose mind is not at peace. So we smile, actually. Knowing that we all have an amazing capacity for beauty, harmony, love, a love that is equanimous, a love that is true, not based upon preferences. We smile. That's our nature. Our nature is goodness. We smile with that. And as we breathe, we are breathing with the world. And the fact is, we are breathing with the world, whether we ever think about it or we don't. We are breathing with the world every single breath. How marvelous is that? And without the world, there is no breath. We pray from this peace of mind that may the broken be healed, broken systems, broken ideas, broken ideologies, broken human beings, broken animals, broken ecosystems. And anything else you can think of, that the broken be healed. And if it's broken because it no longer functions and is done, that it's time to be done, then the healing is to move on into a newness. You take a long, so deep breath. And we do so with the whole world and all its beings. You see, when we do this, the kind of contemplation and reflection that we did in the beginning, it expands our prayer. It expands the energy behind our prayer. Therefore, it expands the effectiveness in ourselves, in our lives, in our own transformation. And then, because we are human beings and part of the collective of human beings, it expands the changes that are possible and being supported within the collective. So let me give you one more example. If we take, may the sick be restored. Well, sure, it's about, if you are sick, somebody you love is sick with whatever, even if it's a terminal illness, you want them to be restored in a way that is, true to their possibilities. But it also means this a sick mind. It means the sickness of greed. It means the sickness of thinking you can take thousands of tons of fish in one net out of the ocean and leave all the other beings, thousands of beings, who would be eating that fish that's in the net and leave them to starve. It's to the sickness of thinking that you can rape the world, rape the land, rape women and children, that sickness. So if we contemplate, when we contemplate these factors, and not just sing it like a nice ditty and, try to, tame and train our own minds, but part of that taming and training is to actually expand our contemplations. That makes your contemplation, my contemplation, more powerful. That power is effective. So there's nothing wrong with just singing it and having a nice tune and having it in our minds through the day. Of course, that's all good. That's all good. And if we have the desire to go deeper, to reflect on the many meanings and layers of, for instance, broken or sick, et cetera, then that empowers our own prayer. And that power is real, and we can trust in that, and we can have confidence in that. Love you all. Create your day.